On the eastern edge of Hurricane Katrina's path is the small town of Bayou La Batrie, Alabama, named for the inlet of water that connects this shrimping village with the bountiful Gulf of Mexico. At a community center turned hurricane shelter, there's a small handmade sign written on notebook paper that says Dr. Benjamin, with an arrow pointing up the steps to the auditorium stage. Behind the stage curtain, a nurse is tending to patients.
Well, you look good. You feel good? You feeling all right?
They're just tired.
Tired.
You know.
Yeah, we're all tired. I go to bed tired and I wake up tired.
Normally, these patients would see Dr. Regina Benjamin at her clinic in town, but it was flooded by Katrina's 25-foot storm surge.
Keep taking my medicine like a...
We're waiting on them to bring us a utility trailer to work out of. But we can't. We don't have any facilities to draw blood or do any kind of lab work right now.
An elderly Vietnamese man is waiting in folding chairs lined up on one side of the stage. He's got an infected sore on his leg after waiting in floodwaters filling his home. And a family from Gulfport, Mississippi has come here from a church in Mobile where they've been living since the storm. A baby sleeps on Russell Sample's chest.
Got my little grandbaby, Autumn. She's 5 months old, and I have my grandbaby, Joslyn. She's 21 months old, and my wife, Tina. We're going to move back to Mobile for a little while until Gulfport gets back on its feet. You know, it's really bad. It's really bad over there. So,
your granddaughter is sick today?
Yeah, she's got the sniffles, running a little runny nose, and running a little fever. So,
say hello, Miss Debbie.
What? Tell her, oh, no, the trees fell down. That's what she said at my mother's. Every tree.
Hold it.
You can't hold it.
They told us about the doctor down here. He was seeing folks. So we thought we'd bring her on down here.
Here comes the doctor, so maybe you'll get to see her here in a minute. Dr. Regina Benjamin, stethoscope hanging from her shoulder, warmly greets her regular patients and then checks in with her nurses to see who needs what. Benjamin is something of an institution in this town and in national health care circles ever since she founded a rural health care clinic here 15 years ago. The Alabama native treats the working class people in Bayou La Batrie who fall between the cracks of Medicaid and private insurance. She's moved her clinic to this stage where medicines are neatly arranged on shelves lining the walls, and tables in the center serve as makeshift exam rooms.
This is a Red Cross shelter, so basically the supplies and things we've gathered, and people are donating samples and things that we have, and so we'll give them out as needed. We ran out of tetanus, and then we had to get some, so we got some yesterday because people are cutting themselves and limbs falling on them, and the reality is setting in. And so we're seeing a lot of mental health issues now that we didn't see 2 weeks ago.
This isn't the first time Benjamin found herself trying to care for patients in a crisis without a clinic.
I have the experience of having gone through Hurricane George, where we lost things then in 98, and took 2 years to rebuild. And during that time, I just saw people out of my truck and did house calls. But this time, we basically did the same thing, but I spent the first week, 2 weeks, trying to get everything out of the building before everything mildewed. So,
have you been in touch with the government at all, like FEMA, and trying to get them to help you?
I've not been able to get through to FEMA. The phone lines are just always busy and says call later. I've even tried to call at 2 o'clock in the morning, but there are just so many people trying to call that you just can't get through. So I haven't been able to get through yet.
What would you want from them if you could get through?
The main thing for me personally is my clinic. From the other storm, we went through FEMA and we were able to get an SBA loan. And so I still owe $190,000 on the SBA loan. And basically what I want to do is defer those payments at least a month or two, because the payment's due now. And it's going to be due in 2 more weeks in October. And I want to see if I can defer the payments another month or something till we at least get some kind of income coming in.
Just a few miles away, workers are now taping up what they can salvage from Benjamin's family practice, a small modular building in downtown Bayou La Batrie. She remembers coming back to check on things the day after Katrina struck.
I drove up and I saw the building, the outside of the building. I said, oh, great, it was fine. The building's here. And I thought, we missed it because it's up on pilings. And then when I opened the door, I said, and the furniture was all on top of each other, where you could see it just slushed around in here. I said, not again. Water got in here again, enough to bounce furniture around. So. And my heart just sank because I knew what we'd have to go through.
Dr. Benjamin takes us on a tour. Less than a block away at City Hall, the official town emblem shows a muscular seaman casting his net. Nearly everyone in this town of about 2,300 works in one way or another in the seafood industry. Shrimpers, oystermen, crab pickers, and packers, all out of work.
These are shipyards, and some of these are seafood processing plants. But we're going down the bayou now. This is the working part of the town, and all these places got flooded. Here's some boats here. It's, let's see, they're up on dry land and turned over. And see, they really shouldn't be up on that thing.
Up on the seawall like that?
Yeah, they really shouldn't be up like that. They should be in the water.
I mean, that looks almost like
dry dock.
Surreal. I don't know how it's staying
there. This one's
there.
Over in the trees, the little oyster boats over in the trees.
It's a scene repeated over and over as you drive down Shell Belt Road along the bayou. As you look to the right, shrimp trawlers are heaped one on another far from the shore. The boats have names like Crazy Cat, Integrity, and Mai Fuang. About 30% of the people in Bayou La Batrie are immigrants from Southeast Asia. And a year ago, the city elected its first Asian city council member, Fong Nguyen. He says families have invested everything into shrimp boats, the ones that are now strewn onto dry land.
Most of them won't have the ability nor the money to hire some cranes or to get the boats back on the water. And hopefully most of them got insurance, but which I doubt it.
How do you think the city is going to recover from this? It just seems everywhere you look.
No. I don't know how long it's going to recover. I don't know myself.
I'm going to turn where that red truck's going.
Across the street from the working waterfront on Shell Belt Road are homes. Dr. Benjamin tells us to pull over at a small wood frame structure to check on one of her patients, 10-year-old Jamis Schultz.
What happened to you, Lynn?
Well, I was catching the cats. And I accidentally bumped it on something.
So we got the scars here, the scratches. The skin's open, so we need to get it cleaned up and basically put some bandage on it so it doesn't get infected. Because you're around all this dirty stuff.
His parents, Jody and Charlene, are tense and tell Dr. Benjamin how worried they are about losing the family home because it has suffered so much damage.
They want to condemn your house?
Yeah, they condemned it and
you've done
supposed
all this
to be out to nail up a demolition notice on it today.
And you don't want them to condemn
no,
it?
No, we don't want them to demolish it. We think it can be fixed.
And it's nothing
and
wrong
it's just,
with it.
I really don't know who you have to see to talk to. Or.
And your grandmother built this house, huh?
From right.
The wood from
it
the trees.
It was built in 1950, and it was built. All the framing was built from the trees that was cut off the lot. It's all rough cut heart pine.
You got a number where I can get Dr. Mitchell to call you. He's our state legislator on our board, and maybe you can talk to him as well.
I sure do.
Yeah, well, we'll write your number down, and I'll get him to call you today.
Okay.
For a doctor in a small town like this, sometimes practicing medicine means more than writing prescriptions and applying bandages. Everyone is on edge as inspectors make their way door to door to determine if the houses are safe to live in, a colored sticker sealing your fate. Many of the wooden clapboard homes have been in families for generations and are not insured. In front of one of those homes, a woman sits at a picnic table, spreading out water-stained photographs, faded baby announcements, and soaked newspaper clippings.
I'm trying to save my mother's pictures, some of her pictures that she has lost, and cleaning her house out, that she has nothing left. Myself, I've lost everything here too. So we're just down here trying to clean everything up and trying to get our life back together here in the bayou.
Lillian Marbant was born in this house 44 years ago. Her deeply lined tan face reveals a lifetime of hard work and hard times. She was living in this small three-bedroom home with her mother and 13 other relatives. Now, all their belongings are heaped into a big trash pile out front.
Do you mind showing me what happened here?
Come on in. We've gotten just about it all cleaned up, but I'll show you on this wall about how far the water, because you can mainly see the water line. It got about right here. There's our water line right
there. Which is up to your shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And there's all this muck and right. Leaves and stuff all stuck to the walls.
It has been so nasty in here, just the things we pulled out this morning, made me sick to my stomach. It's just pure rotten.
Already, there are small signs of people getting back to what they know best here. As we stand with Dr. Benjamin at the mouth of Bayou La Batrie, there's a shrimp boat returning to port and a little boy fishing with his dad on the end of the jetty. Dr. Benjamin says the scene is odd.
And usually you would see in the evenings lots of shrimp boats coming back in the afternoons, but we only see one little boat coming in.
They just caught a fish. I wonder what kind it is.
And the little kid is happy they caught a fish. Pretty big fish.
When you were giving us our tour and every few feet we were seeing these shrimp boats piled one on another and we were seeing the industries along this bayou all gutted, is it overwhelming at some point to think what has to happen to make this place work again?
It's starting to sink in just how much it's going to really hurt in the long term. We don't have deaths. We can rebuild a building, but you can never replace a life. And so in that respect, I think we really were blessed. But the economic and the day-to-day full force of it is just starting to sink in. It's just starting to sink into me. And that's what's really going to be troubling in the next few months. It's going to be harder and harder as the days go by and bills start to pile up. It's going to be tough. It's unimaginable, but it has to be done. And you just do it one boat at a time, one building at a time, one person at a time. And the same thing with healthcare. You make sure one person at a time is healthy, that they're safe, that they're getting the primary care that they need, they're getting the specialists that they need, and you do it one at a time.
Dr. Regina Benjamin is awaiting the delivery of a temporary trailer to reopen her family practice in Bayou La Batrie, Alabama. She's hoping it will arrive today. Meanwhile, several national healthcare groups have launched a fundraising campaign to rebuild her clinic.